please be aware that this podcast contains bullying, coarse or mildly offensive language, some real adult stuff.
Also dark themes, but dark like creepy, not like nighttime.
Also, there is some mild violence. Wait till you see what Sam's cooking up.
In tune with Miss Q!
I just farted. Smell it, Kayla. Smell it.
Sorry, stuck. Get off my
camera. It
doesn't even smell bad. I'm telling you, the market's changed. You want to get in on the ground floor of this. You need two greens or a purple. Blue just doesn't cut it anymore.
I'm literally her favorite. We have the same hairstyle.
It's only because you're copying her. Your hair looks like shit.
Language, Sam!
Oh, what? You want it in French instead? Guess what Miss Key showed me? Tez Chevu Murdy.
Ooh, Kayla's going to tell on you.
I'm not going to tell on anyone.
You dumped him, Sam, like 2 minutes ago.
He was eating lizards. That's gross. You're allowed to dump when it's gross.
You're gross.
Sorry, guys. I gotta take this. No, Cindy. We're done. Either you get the greens together or I can't work with you anymore.
Good morning, friends.
Good morning, Miss Q.
Good morning, Miss Q. Miss Q, Sam said...
Can you sign my permission slip, Miss Q?
Usually, Sam, I'd charge something like an autograph, but today is your lucky day.
But Miss Q, Sam said...
Shh. Autograph something for you later.
Yeah, shush, Kayla. She'll autograph something for you later.
Why is there a Q stuck on top of the W? The tape is coming off.
It seems Jack has spotted the change on the front door. Well, friends, Mrs. Wembley might not be able to return, so how do we feel about being called 3Q?
Is Miss Wembley dead?
No, still in a coma. No changes, I'm sad to say. We all wish there would be.
When my guinea pig died, Mum flushed it down the toilet.
My dad just bought me a new one. Wait, can you buy teachers at PetSmart?
Oh, friends, you keep me young.
You're like 50.
Try 50 minus 20.
You keep singing in our maths lessons.
Okay, well, who wants to hear a maths song?
No. Not really.
That's what I thought.
Play a song about something fun.
Well, kids, what would you like to learn about instead? I've got a delightful tune about how to change a car tyre.
How about the weather?
Kayla, don't you think we've spent enough time on the weather for today?
But you haven't even mentioned today's top wind speeds.
What if someone, not me, was getting bullied by a bigger student who is a girl and is really pretty and smells like air freshener, but she's a bully, and this someone was getting bullied and wants to kick her in the vag, but that's wrong.
Right. Well, I think I might have a tune in mind for your friend. This is all about standing up to someone who thinks that they're better than you. Sam, hand me my uke.
In life we like to think the best of everyone, don't we? The people are kind and giving and fair. But in life we will learn the harsh reality, won't we? The people are cruel when they refuse to share. Like we all know the story from the movie screen. Poor Snow White and that evil queen. Her Majesty a symbol of narcissism and pride. But did you ever consider what it's like from her side?
Not really.
Well, just think about it. She had power and beauty, royalty and more. Then along comes this girl who thinks she's better. How can a queen be evil when she's settling the score? I think her sense of equality made her a real go-getter.
I don't get it.
Let kindness be your guide as you strike them aside and reclaim your pride. If someone does you wrong, you don't have to coexist. Revenge is such a strong word. Think of it as justice. If it belongs to you, go ahead and take it back. Next time they attack, don't be afraid to push back.
What about kicking back?
Well, I guess that works too, because... you don't have to take nonsense from somebody else. You've got to do what's right and stand up for yourself. It's only fair if there's someone in your way to push them aside so you can finish your play time. I mean playtime. If someone makes you sad, you can return the favor. Hold your head up high, don't let your confidence waver. Stand your ground, take them down, and they'll never make a sound next time they attack. Don't be afraid to push back. Yes, who is it?
Hands up, you're under arrest.
Ah, I want a lawyer.
Oh, gotcha. I'm just playing around. It's only me. It's me.
Oh, that's really funny. That's funny.
Hey,
we have fun? Is it a good time for a chat?
Well, as long as you're not going to lock me up.
No promises, superstar. Okay, I'm going to get a little serious now, though. Ka-ch, serious hat on. Serious conversation initiating. Ding, ding, ding. Listen. It's highly unlikely that Mrs. Wembley will be coming out of this coma. I've just been in contact with the hospital, and they said it's time we start thinking about the future.
And do what's best for the children.
Absolutely. You've proven yourself an excellent addition to our school thus far, and so I think it's only fair that we start negotiating what it might look like if you were to stay here long term. We would love for you to become a permanent part of the Pine Primary family.
Oh, that is wonderful. Thank you, Julie. I really am happy to be teaching here at Prime Pinery. Also, poor Mrs. Wembley, of course.
I know. But alas, I'm afraid only a miracle could wake her now.
Yeah. I mean, miracles aren't real, though, so... Right?
Anyways, since you're not on lunch duty, feel free to move all of your bits and bobs into the staff room. Mrs. Wembley's old desk is yours for the taking, and I may have already thrown in some pencils for my star teacher.
HB.
Oh, of course.
Oh, you are far too good to me, Julie. Well, I guess I'd better go check out my new digs.
You enjoy. I'll go finish off my saltines.
An excellent addition? Part of the family? See, Adeline, a few more days and Mrs. Wembley will be nothing more than a distant memory. Mrs. Stone, have you heard the good news?
Sorry, what?
We are officially desk buddies. Isn't that fun?
Oh my goodness, that's a... Wow, really?
Well, when you know, don't you think? I mean, Julie and I have a real connection, so I wouldn't be surprised if... Is that my desk?
Well, yes, it is now, and I'll be right out of your way in just a second here.
What is all this junk? You were using this as a lost and found or something?
Well, no. I was just sorting out which things of Sasha's I should send back to her house and what things she might like at the hospital with her.
Right. Because the vegetables have such refined taste.
Pardon?
I was just saying that's very dedicated of you, I guess.
Thank you. We were... very close. Oh, wow, look at all this.
Those? Playbills?
Yeah, remember I was telling you about how we used to go to the theatre all the time? Gosh, I had no idea she kept all those here. There's so many. We made a point to try and see a new show every month. I found it's a nice way of surviving the children's antics.
Mm-hmm, precious.
Oh, look at this. See, this is one of the last shows we saw. It was...
Give me that! Wow, I love Cats the Musical.
Oh, really? It's one of Mrs. Wembley's favourites too. I don't suppose you were in it, hey?
Oh, you know how it is in show business. So many roles, only so many hours in the day. After a while, all the offers, they just blur together, and I was already juggling so many roles, and I may have been an understudy for one production or another, but you know how it is. The timing never worked out, never made it on the stage, but oh well, c'est la vie.
Oh, well, that's a shame. I'm sure you would have been amazing. You know, this particular performance really connected with Mrs. Wembley. She was hunched over this desk writing fan letters for days. She was so sweet about it too, telling the actors all about how much they inspired her. She used to say that her goal as a teacher was to make kids feel as if each lesson was as exciting and engaging as a musical.
Oh, isn't that delightful? Do you mind if I hold on to this? For memory's sake. Great, thanks.
You know, it's so strange. Sometimes you'll be talking and I get this deja vu. Like, you remind me of someone. Almost like an old friend.
Oh, I just have one of those faces, I suppose. Let me just scooch this over a bit.
That desk looks very heavy.
Oh, don't mind me, Mrs. Stone. I just thought, you know, this room's so crowded. Why don't we spread things out a little? Stretch our legs. Take in the view.
The view of the staff room? Adeline, that... Are you sure you want to sit so far away? I know we didn't get off to the best start.
Water under the bridge, darling. Don't even worry about it. We are A-okay. I find that I can think better over here, you know. Less distractions.
Well, in that case, you've certainly picked an incredibly dull corner to stare at all day.
Yes, it's perfect. Wow, look at the time. Recess just flies by, don't you think?
Oh, Miss Q, please don't go. I really do feel bad about how short I was with you last week. It's just with everything that's happened. Do you think we could start this whole relationship over?
Oh, absolutely, darling. I have plenty of tips and tricks that I could send your way, you know. How to find your best angles, how to set up your makeup, how to mind your own business.
Huh?
Huh?
I thought... Well, how about we start about getting to know each other a little bit? Like, oh, I know. Well, what does the Q stand for?
Oh, it's an old Polish name. Q is much easier for the kids to pronounce.
Oh, my grandmother's actually Polish. Such a beautiful culture. What's the name?
Oh, well, of course. It's, Quigley.
Oh, but that's...
Anyway, are you coming to karaoke tonight? I have yet to hear your beautiful singing voice, and I've heard many comments regarding your angelic voice.
Oh, no, sorry. I've been spending most of my weeknights visiting Mrs. Wembley after work. I talk to her, even though she can't reply. I think it's helping her, you know, hearing my voice.
I'm sure it is.
Oh my, you're not wrong. Time really does fly. I better get back to class and make sure everything is set out to the last second. Thanks for the chat.
Mm-hmm. Ta-ta. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. She didn't see. She doesn't know. She'll never know. It's fine. Everything is going to be fine, fine. Everything's fine. A stained reputation will fade over time. Until stains fade, just hide them away. Hidden is best, and so hidden they'll stay. Just keep calm, take a deep breath.
You remind me of someone almost like an old friend.
A coincidence, that's all, that's how the story goes. You've just got one of those faces, I suppose. Remember why you're here, remember it's your place. Now you're here to bring a smile to every bright young face. Now the past is in the past, I ran far and fast. They love me in this class, center stage at last.
Miss Q plays a leading role.
She's got the heart, she's got the soul.
She makes all our lessons fun.
I want Miss Q to be my mom.
Makes the fun never end.
She reminds me of someone almost like an old friend.
Miss Q, we have fun, she's a mystery.
I wonder who she used to be, because she's the only star we see.
Everything's fine. A stained reputation will fade over time. Until stains fade, just hide them away. Hidden is safe, and so hidden they'll stay. Hidden they'll stay.
Ayla, what's wrong?
There's a fight in the playground. A fight in the playground! Come quick, you have to stop it!
Oh dear.
Stop, Sam. You're being a bully.
My mum says that physical violence starts in the home.
I'm taking back my power. You want some more, Christine?
Samuel, step away.
I did just like you said, Miss Q. I stood up to my bully.
I'm very proud of you, Sam, but I cannot condone a kick in the vagina.
What's a vagina?
Technically, he kicked her in the vulva.
Hey, what's going on out here? Christine, are you okay?
Sam kicked me in the vagina.
In the vulva.
Oh, how about you head back to 6S so Mrs. Stone can look after you? Miss Q, were you aware that one of your students was engaging in playground warfare?
I'm so sorry. I had no idea. I just...
I couldn't imagine that Samuel would act in this way without reason. He must have been unfairly provoked.
I'm a lover, not a fighter. But I fight for what I love. That's you, Chrissy.
All right, children. You all need to head back to class. Playtime is over.
But...
Butts are for pooping. Now, all of you, back to class.
That bell hasn't even rung yet. Thanks, Sam.
Now, Adeline. I'm sorry, but did you get any indication that Sam was thinking of resorting to such violence? He's always been a bit of a menace to the younger children, but, well, it's always been small, minor stuff. I mean, there was that one incident where he tried to pants the entirety of grade one, but...
Maybe all that's happened to Mrs. Wembley is starting to take a toll on the children. What they need now more than ever is support. Consistent influence. Which I can provide. Don't worry, Julie. I'll have a talk with him about the importance of being responsible for your actions.
Oh, I suppose I needn't have worried, right? Our star teacher does it again. How we got so lucky, I'll never know. Now listen, I'll have to report back to the parents, make some calls. Boring, I know, but I trust I'll see you before the day is done.
Well, we have to practice for Wednesday karaoke somehow. Oh, stop.
That was really bad, she wants me.
My friends, a serious incident occurred on the playground. I'm sure we all know the one that I'm referring to.
Yes,
Sam, I'm looking at you. As much as I admire your inventive thinking, we've got to keep things above the belt, so to speak. Samuel, I can only imagine that you were provoked into this kind of behaviour.
Miss Q, Christine didn't do anything. She was talking with her boyfriend, Ben.
Curse him.
Ew, Sam, you spit on me.
Sorry.
Two assaults in one day, you're going to jail, Sam.
Yeah, and Sam kicked her there.
I am very disappointed with you, Sam. There are no excuses for being caught kicking someone in what my mother called the nunny no part.
I was only doing what you inspired me to do, miss. My dad said that actions speak louder than words, so I actioned my thoughts because I don't have the vocabulary or emotional intelligence to comprehend my complicated feelings towards Christine, my bully and future wife.
The judge will never buy that.
Oh, Sam. Forbidden love. You know, I can't stay mad at you. How about we just call it here? All right? No harm, no foul?
Thank you,
Miss. Christine was bleeding.
And now... I think we've put it off for long enough. It's time for maths. Now, settle down. Let Miss Q judge it up for you. Algebra.
Adeline, could you follow me into my office, please? I think we need to have a chat.